North Korea's government has reduced school hours so students can water crops affected by a drought. The drought is affecting the country's farms, according to two unnamed sources. The sources also said the public is displeased with Kim Jong-un's government. The public is frustrated that the government is spending money on missile tests instead of dealing with the drought. They told Radio Free Asia's Korean service that all students from high school and above are required to water crops for hours in the morning. Schools are starting later because of this.
One of the sources is from the northern province of Yangang. He said the drought is caused by one of the worst rain shortages in recent years. He also said the government's efforts to water state-operated farms were not enough. Crops are being damaged by the drought. The source said the extra efforts to water crops began on May 10th. He said there had been no rain for more than a month. He said, "We had a couple of showers in Yangang, but it was not enough to ease the drought." The source said that parts of North Hamgyong, a province that borders Yangang on the north, didn't have a single drop of rain during the same period. He said that if there was no rain soon, no farm-produced crops can be expected. He said that the people from the southern provinces of Hwanghae and Kangwon are not having the same problems. He said that in the southern areas, there are reports of good rice harvests. But in his area, there is serious damage to corn, soybeans, and potatoes.
A second source was from Chagang, a province that borders Yangang to the west. The second source told Radio Free Asia that farms in parts of his area were failing because of drought. He said corn stalks are completely dried out and the corn stems are almost not surviving on the collective farms. He said the drought was affecting the areas from Mampo, a city on the Yalu River near China, to Chongpo, a village about 16 kilometers northeast of the city of Kangye. He said Chonggang, a county 150 kilometers north of Mampo, was experiencing a more severe drought than Mampo. He said it is because corn is the county's main crop. The first source said that corn was the most severely damaged crop. The source said students were sent to an equal number of collective farms to help with irrigation. He said high school and college students have been mobilized for watering crops from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. each day, and their classes now begin from 11 a.m.
However, he added that the drought cannot be fought with simple manpower. He said using water containers to irrigate the crops is not effective. Instead, the source said, water pumps are needed to bring water from nearby rivers to farms. He said, for farms that are too far away, fire trucks should be used. He expressed anger that Kim Jong-un had fired a number of missiles while the people are physically suffering because they have to water crops. There have been at least 5 confirmed missile tests conducted by the government between May 13th and June 23rd. One source said, the people are resentful of his actions and have expressed their frustrations by saying, if there is money to fire missiles, it could have been used to combat more than 10 droughts. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Olivia Leal.